More than 100 million people have been driven from their homes around the world. That's according to new data from the United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, on people escaping violence, conflict, persecution and human rights violations. We can talk to Jody Clark, who's a spokesperson for the UNHCR. A very good afternoon to you, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon, Jody. I mean, clearly the situation in Ukraine, I think the figure now is 10 million who've been forced to flee, either internally displaced in Ukraine or have gone to other countries. That's been a major factor, as indeed generally is war and conflict towards a contributory factor towards the displacement of people.
Yeah, that's correct. I think you can split it into two issues. First of all, as you rightly said, the war in Ukraine has now displaced one third of the country's population inside and outside the country, with the consequences being felt everywhere as it now evolves into the largest displacement crisis in the world. So we've seen about 6 million people have crossed the country's border into other countries, and another 8 million are displaced inside the country. And then I think the second issue to look at is what was actually happening even before the current war in Ukraine. And what we really saw was over the last year was displacement fueled by both new and protracted conflicts, particularly in Africa and the Middle East. And what we now really have is a lethal mix of conflict, poverty, food security, and now, unfortunately, climate emergency, which is exacerbating existing vulnerabilities.
And all of this putting enormous pressure on the host countries who are opening up, like our own, to accept, in our case, refugees from Ukraine. But we're just one of many countries around the world.
That's quite right. I mean, even with these figures rising, and even though Ireland and other countries in Europe have been incredibly generous to Ukrainian refugees fleeing, it still remains the fact that about 9 in 10 of every refugees in the world remain in poor and developing countries. The vast majority of them remain beside the countries that they fled in the first place, because the goal really of most refugees is to return home. And even, you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen over 1 million refugees have actually returned to Ukraine, just as the situation there stabilizes in certain parts of the country, certainly not all of them, of course. But it's certainly something that we see around the world. But I think something else that's worth saying is that up until about 10 years ago, at the beginning of the crisis in Syria, there was actually a downward trend. What we saw was millions of refugees returning to Iraq and Afghanistan as the situation in those countries stabilised. But of course, it's been the reverse since, and we've just really seen, I suppose, what we've been guilty ourselves of calling a refugee crisis, but what is really a political crisis, and is a failure to resolve conflicts that break out and to prevent them from breaking out in the first place. I think from that point of view, it's quite positive to read the opinion piece in the Irish Independent today from the Minister for Foreign Affairs. He talked about the pursuit of peace as a goal in its own right.
And what about those who are escaping poverty, and particularly poverty that is a consequence of climate change? I mean, particularly, I suppose, in sub-Saharan Africa. What's the picture there?
It's an interesting point because, I mean, where you actually have conflict, what happens then is that farmers can't grow crops, and if they can't grow crops, then children don't go to school. And in essence, what happens is that you really see the social fabric of society beginning to wither. I think that's something that we see in many countries around the world. And even, you know, we know ourselves from statistics that we share in our education report every year that the proportion of refugee children who get to go to school, for example, is far, far below that of children who aren't displaced. And that really, again, you know, it just prevents... It just leads to an exacerbation of the existing vulnerabilities, and no resolution in sight for these issues that continue to plight these countries.
Jody Clark from the UNHCR, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.